This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Around 40 people have been killed and more than 115 injured after a fire ripped through a crowded bar during New Year celebrations at a Swiss alpine resort. The blaze broke out in the early hours of Thursday, overwhelming those inside. Firefighters contained the blaze quickly, while reception centres and a helpline have been set up for victims and families. This man, called Nathan, says he was lucky to have escaped.
Some of us perished in the fire. Some are injured, and we don't know where they are. Some are missing. We're praying for them, and it's a real shock. Obviously, we don't know where our friends are. We saw some who, unfortunately, fell. And seeing those scenes of people burned, trying to get out, it was very shocking. I got out, my friends were waiting for me outside, and I knelt in front of them because I was so happy to be out.
Beachgoers are being warned to take care after water accidents claimed the lives of four people and left two missing over the New Year period. There are grave fears for a 25-year-old man who went missing while swimming at Sydney's Coogee Beach on Thursday morning. On the same day, a 25-year-old woman, believed to be a Chinese national, died after being swept off rocks at nearby Maroubra Beach. Meanwhile, two other people are missing in other New South Wales beaches. Brent Manieri from Surf Lifesaving New South Wales told the Nine Network surf conditions are still dangerous.
We've had a significant swell along the coastline the last 24, 48 hours. That swell is still around today. So we're expecting a number of beaches to be closed along the New South Wales coastline again. And there will be beaches open. And so for people looking to venture down to the coastline, we really are pleading with the community to find a patrolled location.
In Queensland, a 35-year-old Irish man was found dead in the water at Whitehaven Beach on New Year's Eve. China has announced it will impose additional 55% tariffs on beef imports from nations, including Australia, when shipments exceed certain quotas. Australia has been allocated a quota of 205,000 tonnes with a measure to take effect from January 1 for 3 years. The quota is set to increase annually. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it is aware of reports that an Australian man has died in Ukraine and is seeking confirmation from local authorities. DFAT says it's providing consular assistance to the family, but says its ability is limited due to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Veteran Australian batsman Usman Khawaja has announced his retirement from international cricket after this week's fifth Ashes test against England at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The 39-year-old made his test debut at the same ground in the final match of the 2011 Ashes series. Since then, he has scored more than 6,000 runs with an average of 43 runs in 87 matches, including 16 centuries. The Pakistan-born batter says he hopes his career inspires others.
But seeing is believing, and I'm here to tell you that you can do whatever you want. You just got to keep trying. Never let anyone convince you that you can't, because if they do convince you, then you never will. I'm a proud Muslim coloured boy from Pakistan who was told that he would never play for the Australian cricket team. Look at me now. And you can do the same.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.